Sisters in Buddhist Spirituality. Has the clergy's stern frown on female ordination stopped women's determination to pursue a monastic life? If you drop by the Sthira Dhammasatana Nunnery Cum Dhamma Center this weekend, you will realize how the clergy's attempts to keep women down are ineffective and irrelevant. For one whole week starting this Sunday, June 12th, the lush greenery of the Dhamma Center will be enlivened by different shades of the saffron robes of female monks, interspersed with the white robes of nuns. The soothing sounds of their chants will also fill the atmosphere with a message of peace and sisterhood. They will be coming from around the world, female monastics, scholars in Buddhism, social activists for the Sakya Data International Conference, where they will discuss practical issues of Buddhism in contemporary society, review the barriers Buddhist women face in developing their full potential, and share recent studies of interest for Buddhist women. The pursuit of knowledge is definitely not the sole reason why they are traveling across the globe to attend this once every 2 years meeting. Female ordination for women in the Theravada Buddhist tradition was unthinkable 3 decades ago. It is now a reality. The bhikkhuni, or fully ordained female equivalent of the monk, may still face many obstacles, while Buddhist women routinely face institutionalized gender discrimination. But there has also been progress. Working against the odds in this male-dominant world, you need a lot of inner strength. The Sakya Data Meet is where they come together to celebrate the possible and to fortify their determination through connecting with the positive energy of others in the same cause. Interestingly, a meeting that is rooted in the pursuit of gender equality in Buddhism is taking place at a nunnery. The Meichi, or white-robed nuns, are not even considered clerics under Thai law. More interesting is that the Meichi Sansani Sathirasutta, the nunnery's founder, has never showed interest in female ordination, although many nuns have discarded their white robes to become fully ordained in saffron. In a society obsessed with hierarchy, such as ours, female ordination does pose a potential conflict. Nuns are inferior to monks. And now, do the Meichis have to be inferior to bhikkhunis too? Fear of persecution by the clergy has also prevented many white-robed nuns to venture onto the bhikkhuni's path. The clergy is often criticized for using the Meichi as temple hands, but there must also be women who are perfectly happy just to serve. Are they not to be counted as equals among monastic women? Any system which opens only one sole answer to spiritual development is oppressive. The male clergy has been monopolizing spirituality within men's domain while nurturing authoritarianism through strict hierarchy. There is no reason why the female clergy should repeat the same mistake. Sakya Data means daughters of Buddha. If they really are so, they must realize the hollowness of form and label, whatever the color of their garb and whatever name they are called. This is what is refreshing about the Sakya Data Meet. It is not only to celebrate the possible, but also the diversity of women on the spiritual path. This does not mean that we should dismiss the problems the majority of bhikkhunis and nuns are facing, nor should we overlook the need to tackle structural gender oppression so as to unleash women's potential on all fronts. not only their spirituality. Once men are ordained, they get all kinds of support from the Buddhist public, not women. Unlike Meiji Sansani, who has media skills to spread the Dhamma and money to support her good work for women, most nuns are struggling on their own to live a monastic life and to be of service to society. It is all right to discuss what the white-robed nuns have been doing to improve their sisters' condition, but it is also important to uncover and tackle the root cause of gender oppression. This will not only make life easier for bhikkhunis and meichi, monks' spiritual life will also benefit if they can eventually transcend their gender prejudice.